Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. It's been a minute to in the studio with Linus. Today is Sunday, and we're just having a wonderful day in the snow. But first off, let me bring in my producer and co-host, Chabonet.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, indeedy. And we got snow last night, y'all. I'm just tickled like a little kid. Even took my kitty Simba outside a few times. Like a child, he's just amazed by the snow, but it was okay.
Oh.
He just kind of looked around and put his little paw in it, and that was it.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's nice. I mean, it was beautiful. A lot of it's melted away, but it was nice to finally get some snow and get it on the weekend so everybody can enjoy it.
That's true. At least it wasn't during the work time. Oh, my God. Can you imagine what traffic would have been like?
Oh, yeah. Real bad.
People getting off from work and having to deal with that coming home. So you're so correct. That's good. It was on the weekend. Yes, indeedy. And I hope everybody had a good week. Well, again, if you don't know, I'm going to let you know the show is from Washington. And congratulations, Seahawks. Just got to say that one more time.
Oh, yeah. They kick butt.
Yes, congratulations, Seahawks. We are so happy about that. And also, shout out to my niece, Cheryl. Happy birthday. Her birthday was yesterday. And also to my brother-in-law, Ivan. His birthday is tomorrow. Happy birthday to you, too, bruh.
So. And to Demita, her birthday was on Friday.
That's right. Happy birthday, Miss D. Oh, I hope you had a good time, girl. Looking good,
oh,
sister
yeah.
girl. All right. Well, is there any other announcement we need to talk? Oh, today's show. Oh, my God. Where am I at? Today's show is about types of marriages. Since this is the month of Valentine of Love and also Black History Month, we thought today we'd discuss different marriages, like not only the civil marriages, which we've heard so much about the last couple of years because of lesbian or either the gentleman, the gay man, but arranged marriages, interracial marriages, religious marriages, whatever. So we're going to talk about that and just see how people feel about that. Kind of get your background, even if you've experienced it or what have you, you know, let us know. We're curious. You want to find out.
Thank you.
Yeah, because, of course, we kind of come from traditional, so I can speak about that, but I don't know about different cultural marriages. So, as always, we start to show off with entertainment news and then news of the weird, and you know Shab going to bring the sports in. All right, all right, all right. Well, for you fans that watch Scandal, I don't know what's going on, but is there trouble in paradise for Kerry Washington and her husband, former NFL player Nnamdi Asamugha? Asamugha is no longer playing in the NFL after being cut, y'all, by the 49ers. He was seen partying it up in New York while the very pregnant Kerry stayed behind in Los Angeles. Now, it could be because she was pregnant. She didn't want to go party. Washington is rarely seen with her hubby, and their wedding was held in a shroud of secrecy. What's with these two? Everything is so secretive between them. Will it change once the baby arrives? That due date is any day now, y'all, so look for the new season of Scandal. It starts February 27th. Two more weeks, y'all. Two more weeks.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Yes. Two more weeks. So, And I'm just going to say this real quick because I'm not supporting it, but I'll mention it and move on. Rapper DMX is scheduled to fight George Zimmerman, excuse me, in a celebrity boxing match. Okay. Wayne Brady will be hosting this year's BET Honors. Scheduled honorees include this year the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin. Yay! Motown.
Right,
yes, ma'am. Motown founder and Broadway impresario Berry Gordy, and rapper and actor Ice Cube. The show airs February 24th, which will be Monday after next, so mark your calendars. All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And let's see what else is going on. Well, no more reality TV for Ice-T and his wife, Coco. The husband and wife duo, yeah, I know that's right. The husband and wife duo are teaming up with Ryan Seacrest to host a talk show.
Hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess.
Well, sports analyst and former NFL player Deion Sanders, and the only one that got an interview with who? the Beast. What's his name?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Marshawn Lynch,
yes, Deion Sanders, is coming to Oprah Winfrey's own network. Deion's family playbook focuses on Sanders' professional life and his take on fatherhood. Sanders and girlfriend Tracy Edmonds, babyface ex-wife, are the executive producers. Deion's family playbook debuts March 1st at 10 p.m. on OWN. That's Oprah's network, y'all.
Oh, watch out now.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kevin Hart's ex-wife, Tori Hart, has joined the cast of the TV show Atlanta Exes, along with Tamika Raymond, the ex-wife of singer Usher. The show debuts on VH1 this summer. I wonder what the women have to say about their exes. That ought to be interesting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Nick Cannon has signed for a sequel to the 2002 hit movie Drumline. Wonder who he's going to be playing, the daddy? The original also stars Zaldana. Is that how you say it? Zoe Zaldana.
Yeah.
The sequel will be a TV movie and air on VH1. Cannon is also one of the executive producers. That boy just making money over money over money. You hear me?
He sure is, and I'm not mad.
Yes, he is a talented young man.
What is that noise? It's my computer. I apologize. It's going whack-a-doodle on me right now. But go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, Tyler Perry, y'all, has a new show coming to Oprah Winfrey's cable station. You know, he already locked in with the haves and the have-nots, The Neighbor, and who else? A couple other shows. The Single Moms Club will make its TV debut in the fall. The TV show will be based on the movie Single Moms Club, which arrives in theaters March 14th. So mark your calendar, probably in about 4 weeks or so. In the movie, Nia Long stars along with Tyler Perry, and they play love interest.
Okay now.
Mm-hmm. And for y'all that's been missing your Jamie Foxx ta-ta, Jamie Foxx will be playing the villain Electro in The Amazing Spider-Man 3. It opens in theaters in May, so I'll announce it, again as time goes on. But he'll be playing Electro. So I don't know. I never was into Spider-Man comics. Do you know who Electro is, Sean?
No, I don't. Not at all. Probably one of the ones from the comic strip. I'm not that much of a fan of Spider-Man. Yeah, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, guess who they got to do the Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award this year? Marky Wahlberg.
Go, Mark.
Will be hosting the 2014 Nickelodeon Kids Choice Awards on March 29th. And R. Kelly will be producing some songs for Jennifer Hudson's new album. The Chicago natives will be joining forces for the first time. Hudson's album is due in the spring and will show a different side of the Oscar winner, actress, and singer.
Hmm.
Okay. Well, talk about a ditch digger. Oops. Ouch, excuse me. It's going to be a boy for Evan Lozada and baseball Carl Crawford. Lozada, the former reality star and ex-wife of Chad Ochenino Johnson, hit the jackpot with Crawford. The baseball player just signed a multi-million dollar with the L.A. Dodgers. There's a catch, though. Crawford just had a baby 6 months ago with another woman who was also the mother of his 5-year-old. Baby mama number one wants to make sure she is not left out money-wise by consulting with lawyers and coming out of hiding. She claims Crawford kept her hidden, but now she is moving to Los Angeles to be near him.
This is...
Comments, anybody?
Wow, okay. I guess.
Comments, anybody? No? Okay.
Yeah, I don't really know all those people, so I'm like, I guess. So he's with one woman but having kids with another woman, too, 6 months apart.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Shaky.
Well, writer-director David E. Talbert's latest movie, Baggage Claim, with Paula Patton, Derek Luke, and Jill Scott, is now available on DVD. And I believe it's on Comcast, but y'all wait. You can rent it a lot cheaper. In a few weeks, it'll be for rent. Instead, you'll
like
have
in
to
a few days.
Or
in
a few
days, it'll be available for rent, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, is Christopher Williams a married man? Williams recently appeared on an episode of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, and the question of his marital status came up. Well, court papers revealed that he has been married for the past 19 years to a woman named Natalie Macklin. So.
You talking about Christopher Williams, the R&B singer from the 90s?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I didn't even know anybody was talking about him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Well, anyway, Kevin Hart and producer Will Packer are on a roll with their movie right along with Ice Cube. The hit film is almost at 100 million mark, y'all. Yay! And it hit number one at the box office for 3 weeks in a row. Now it's on to Hart and Packer's latest movie, About Last Night. The romantic comedy, opens in theaters Friday, February 14th, which is next Friday, y'all, and starts Valentine's Day, and starts Hart and Regina Hall. Their chemistry is amazing, and Michael Ealy and Joy Bryant. The movie is funny, insightful, and gives you an honest look at modern-day relationships. Kevin and Regina are so funny, so be sure and check that out. Sounds like a date movie, but you know what? Even if you don't have a date, love yourself and go and check it out, okay? And there you have it. And that's all I have for entertainment news.
Okay, well, I just have a couple of stories of news of the weird. And the first one is a man's BFF. The Battersea Dogs and Cats Home in Fulham, England, admitted in December that a rescued Staffordshire's bull terrier Barney had a lady's underwear eating habit and that potential adopters should keep him away from the laundry basket. Very sick dog. The Cairns and Australia Veterinary Clinic warned in December of several reports of dogs becoming addicted to licking cane toes, which notoriously protect themselves by a venomous secretion that could be hallucinogenic. One vet told Brisbane's Courier Mail of individual serial lickers treated for cane toad poisoning several times a year. People, keep your damn dogs away from toads and stop licking them.
That's so nasty. Yucky poo.
Who
yucky
knew
poo.
That raccoons were easily offended? The Royal Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals condemned a pet expo in Greenough, England, in October after reports emerged that a trainer had showcased, quote-unquote, Melanie, a raccoon who rides a bicycle-like device, apparently to great acclaim. An RSPCA statement denounced the expo for degrading a wild animal in such a demeaning light. I didn't even know you can get a raccoon to ride a bicycle. Go figure.
Oh, damn.
A group of legal prostitutes in the Netherlands began a campaign in December to have their occupation officially termed so dangerous and physically challenging that they should be allowed, as soccer players are, to save in tax-free pension funds. They carry out, quote, difficult physical work, unquote, their lawyers said, and their careers are likewise short-lived, much better suited for the young. Furthermore, he pointed out, prostitutes are not able post-career to earn money coaching or by endorsements. Hey, everybody needs a future. I'm not mad. Get them prostitutes their pension. I am not mad. You got to be able to have a future.
And what would that 401 plan be, Shop? Could you play that one for me?
I have no idea, but they need a future. They need a future. The least competent criminals, two 16-year-olds, tried to pull off a street robbery at a housing complex in the Bernal Heights neighborhood of San Francisco in December, but one was arrested and the other is no longer with us. According to police, the victim cooperated fully with the two, but for some reason, one of the muggers fired his gun anyway. The bullet struck the victim, who was hospitalized but will survive, ricocheted off his face, and hit the shooter's partner, who died at the scene.
Damn.
That is what you call bad luck.
Oh, God, that is too funny. Oh, boy. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes you just, people, just give it up. If you're not meant to be in crime, then don't be in crime.
That's right. Do what you do best, and that's not what you do best.
Yeah, and from the Homer Alaska Tribune on November 11th, police were called at 2 a.m. by Robert Tech, 47, better known as Turkey Joe. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, that story was already told before. That was funny. Well, actually, that's all the stories I have now in News of the Weird.
Okay, well, we're going to take a short break and come back. And remember, Valentine's Day is coming up this week, so our breaks are going to be a little bit of love song. Now, you're listening to In the Studio with Lennox and Chauvinet, and the show's hot topic after the sports is going to be types of marriages. Also, y'all, the chat room is open, so come on in the chat room. If you don't want to be on the air with us, that's fine. We can talk to you in the chat room, too, and also list your comments or at least talk about them. All right, and... And Phil Perry's in the studio today, so Phil, go on and take us home.
When it comes to love,
huh?
When it comes to love, I do most anything. 'Cause if you have it in your heart, you know you're a rich man. There's just not enough to go around the world today. And if we have a little more, you know it'd be a better place. I can only go by what's happened to me, and now I realize that when it comes to the God calls us, you're only human. We make mistakes, we're gonna live to see another day, baby.
What you gotta do, what you gotta do.
When it comes to love, I wanna have it all.
Rescue Phil Perry. That's what I'm talking about. Bring it on home, baby. Okay. So
sure
we are
did.
Back.
Sounded good.
Didn't it? Ha-ha. The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open. You're on the Essence of Success Radio Network in the studio with Lennis and Chabonet. And our hot topic today is types of marriages. Chabonet is going to bring it on back and tell us about what's happening in sports, y'all.
Okay, so if you've been watching the 2014 Sochi Winter Olympics in Russia, then I'm not going to go through all the games. I'm just going to give the medal count. So the country that's number one for medals is Norway with 7. 2 gold, 1 silver, 4 bronze. The Netherlands is number 2 with 4. 2 gold, 1 silver, and 1 bronze. And the United States is number 3 with 4. 2 gold, 2 bronze. Come on, y'all, we need some silver. Then you got Canada with 4 as well, and Russia as 4. So, you know, of course, the United States, we are pulling for the United States. And I'm not sure. I think there was some drama over there in Russia with the bathrooms, and some of the setup wasn't complete. So, good luck to you if you're over there.
I know. I can't, for some reason, this particular Olympics, this Winter Olympics, I don't know why I'm not feeling it. You know, you kind of be anxious because you want to see who's the ice skaters and toboggan, of course, the downhill skiers. And I'm just not into it. I can't explain why. You know, I'm just not feeling it.
No, I'm not either. I'm like, I'm good. I don't know, and usually I love the Olympics, winter or summer. I love to watch them, but I don't know. This one, I'm like, I'm good. I'll read about it once it's done.
Yeah.
And we'll go over to the NBA score. So in the first quarter, the Mavericks are leading the Celtics 8-7. In the first quarter, the Pelicans are losing to the Nets 15-4. The Grizzlies are beating the Cavaliers in the first quarter. Are losing 10-12. Goodness gracious. In the first quarter, the Magic's beating the Pacers 21-15. The Kings are beating the Wizards 14-12. These are all fourth quarter games, people. Now, later on tonight, the 76ers play the Clippers. And in final games, the Thunder, Oklahoma, former Sonics beat the Knicks 112-100. And the Chicago Bulls beat the Lakers 92-86.
Yay!
And those are the scores of the NBA today. So, and then you got the Hurricanes that play the Sabres on Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So if you're into that, into your hockey, definitely enjoy that. And those are the sports scores of today.
And I also want to give a quick update. I announced on my Wednesday show, but also to let you know every Wednesday, of course, is psychic readings. But Mercury retrograde began on the 7th, which was last Friday, a couple of days ago, and it ends the 26th, the last Wednesday of this month. So mark your calendars. Remember, don't purchase any big-ticket items. Watch your communications. Make sure your electronics and your car is up to date. So, you know, big things, make sure, hopefully, that you've taken care of them prior to. And if you haven't, then do it now, but just be careful. Be very observant.
Yes.
And this is a good time, too, because I'm going to take another quick break before we start our hot topics. Our schedule on Sunday is in the studio. Tuesday is Brenda's show, Bring Your Own Brilliance. It starts at 11 a.m. every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Wednesday is free psychic readings. And this month, because it's Valentine's month, you get to ask two questions. One, whatever your regular question would be, and your second question of romance or love, okay? Thursday is Brenda's show at 11. My show's at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for psychic readings, or 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thursday is Brenda's show, Filmcology, where she discusses different films and how they relate to our lives. Her show is at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Friday is Traffic Jam Friday. It comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And it's me, Linus, and Baby, We Jam. If you get the opportunity, I would tell you, go to theessenceofsuccess.com, my website, and listen to the show. It will motivate you to do something. But it's 30 minutes of fun and smiles and good memories. So that's on Friday, Traffic Jam Friday at 3 o'clock. And then Saturday, we have Time to Love with Lydia. And she is just prophetic when it comes to how we need to learn to love ourselves and also to love others. So I would tell you, her show begins at 3 o'clock Mountain Standard Time or 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So anyway, be sure and check her show out, and it'll definitely be a good show, I know, right after Valentine's. Oh, yeah, and my show Friday is, this Friday Traffic Jam will be Valentine's, so I'm going to do an extended show. And, baby, if I don't put you in the mood to make a baby, I don't know who will. But it will be there. So anyway, we're going to take another little short break. And when we come back, type of marriages. Talk to me, somebody. And, Jennifer, go on and tell me whose side you own. Who would I want to? Thank you, Jennifer. You did that beautifully. For y'all that maybe missed the show on Friday, I dedicated that song, I'm On Your Side, to my staff, to Brendan, Lydia, Chabonet, and Vernice. I just love that song. Okay, and we've got some callers on, so let's bring in area code 253. Who's this?
Hello, this is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello,
how are you?
Brenda.
Hi.
And who's this caller? I'm bringing on another caller. Hello. Who's this? Well, I guess they just want to listen to the show. Okay, well, we're going to talk about types of marriages. And as I stated, the chat room is open, and the phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. So just a brief little history. In the Americas and Europe in the 21st century, legally recognized marriages were formally presumed to be monogamous, although some pockets of society accept polygamy socially, if not legally, and some couples choose to enter into open marriages. In these countries, divorce is relatively simple and socially accepted. Now, in the West, the prevailing view toward marriage today is that it is based on a legal covenant recognizing emotional attachment between the partners and entered into voluntarily. Well, I kind of question that because now we have prenups. And then Asia and Africa, some societies permit polygamy in which a man can have multiple wives. Even in such societies, however, most men have only one. In such societies, having multiple wives is generally considered a sign of wealth and power. The status of multiple wives has varied from one society to another. Now, you also have polygamy, monogamy, and polandry. Polandry is a woman having multiple husbands. Woohoo! Occurs very rarely in a few isolated tribal societies. These societies include some bands of the Canadian Inuit, although the practice has declined sharply, in the 20th century due to their conversion from tribal religion to Christianity by more varying missionaries. Okay, so there's a little bit of background about marriages. So since we have Brenda on the line, and Brenda is in an interracial relationship, let's begin with that one. So, Brenda, tell us a little bit about your interracial relationship. How do you enjoy being in it, or what's the differences that you find that you had to work through?
He's Catholic and I'm not. I think that's all there is to say about that. That's about as interracial as you can get.
I can understand that.
Okay, but in your relationship also, he's Italian and you're African-American. How does that work for the two of you?
Well, I let it go past me what he is, but he has always said that we're the same. You know, isn't that funny how people do that? But his big explanations in the beginning of a relationship were that there was this wonderful landmass between Africa and Italy, especially down in Sicily. And he said, why do you think that their hair is similar to your hair? There's those real southern Sicilians. And he just felt like, you know, we probably are more connected racially than probably a lot of people want to admit. He doesn't, I don't think that he really, I don't know, quite honestly. I mean, there are times that he'll talk about stuff. I mean, one time he said if we had children, they would be mixed babies. And it's like, mixed with what? So my thought process is about differences aren't the same as probably most people. I just think it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your size, shape, color, well, except for the Catholic thing. Otherwise, I just don't see what it really matters. And I know that there's this growing huge fear about, you know, the white race being completely watered down, but they've been watered down forever because of all the constant conquests and the romantic that the Romans went through, and they started mixing with everybody everywhere they conquested. So Roman Saxons that people like to claim that they're Saxony and all that, you're probably not as pure as you think you are. So history tells us that there's probably nothing pure left out there. I mean, maybe a few Guarneri Indians, but I doubt even they're pure. You know, so I don't know. But for us, I don't think it's anything that we think about. We've never really, I don't know, socially ever, I don't know, we never, if anything, it's something we tease each other about. That's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, we also don't live in Alabama or Maine, so, or Utah. I don't know. I'm not saying those states are terrible, but there's a lot of places where that's an issue.
Huh.
What was that
okay,
side
well,
job?
Job?
Yes, I'm here.
I thought you sighed like you were kind of bothered or something.
No, not at all. I have no problem with interracial marriage. It's to each his own. You know, whoever you want to marry is whoever you want to marry. That's just where I'm at. Me personally, I like common law marriage. I look at marriage if I want kids. I just don't believe in having children out of wedlock. That's my own morals and principles. But I don't feel, if I choose not to have children, me, whoever I'm going to be with for the rest of my life, I don't feel we have to get married just to say we're married. We can still have the same life like a married couple. Insurance, benefits, blah, blah, blah. I just don't see why I need to spend all this money on one day.
Okay, let me give you the definition. A common law marriage is a form of interpersonal status, as you just said, that is legally recognized in some jurisdiction as a marriage, even though no legally recognized marriage ceremony is performed or a civil marriage contract is entered into or the marriage registry in a civil registry.
Mm-hmm. It's your non-traditional marriage.
Okay.
And I do. I've always liked common law marriage. That's just what works for me. I like partnership. Okay. That's what I call it.
Okay. Now, the definition of an arranged marriage, a marriage that is at some level arranged by someone other than those being married. What do you think of arranged marriage? My thing is, I'll say, because I known an individual guy that was in arranged marriage, he loved somebody else. But because of his culture and his religion, he had to marry who was chosen for him. So, you know, he admitted, he said, I love my children. I love my children. But he didn't say, I love my wife. And I imagine over a period of time, he maybe eventually fell in love with her. But it's not a happy thing for some arranged marriages. And I imagine some marriages, are arranged because of money. They want you to marry a certain class, say like, what's his name, Prince William and his wife in England. You know,
I don't think
you
that was arranged, was it? Was that arranged? I thought they just
knew
each other.
It wasn't arranged, but so it has to fit their standards, but it used to be arranged.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Yeah, they still practice arranged marriage in, what is it, South Asia and Africa, sometimes the Middle East, Latin America.
Yeah, in India, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it may not be arranged, but, you know, Shelby's bringing up a good point. You don't have free reign. For instance, my sister dated a Japanese-American man, and she was very in love with him when we were kids. I mean, they were young. God knows where it would be today because we all grow up. But whatever they went through, they kind of broke up. And he immediately started dating someone who looked just like her.
Oh, wow.
He decided to marry her, and his parents, who were Japanese, or, you know, all Japanese, they basically bought them a house and a car and said that now we're through with you. And that was the end of their association with the family.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Cheryl could have been in the middle of that mess.
No, thank you.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not arranged, but they sort of are forcing it in different ways.
Oh, yeah, they went to points where sometimes, you know, the, I guess the bride and groom will know each other, but I've also read that sometimes, and even practice till today in China, they still do a blind marriage. Same as arranged, it's just, the bride and groom never meet each other until the day they get married. And this is arranged by the...
I met a very successful marriage like that. I talked a little bit about that earlier. Yeah, beautiful woman, really magnanimous man. And they both, I was lucky enough to have the opportunity to speak to both of them at dinner. And because it was so foreign to me. And at the time, I was about 25. That I arranged my marriage. I don't even want to get married. And... she was young. She was around 12 or 13 when they married, and he was around 19. And
oh, wow.
They both were scared. They both were virgins. But they didn't know each other, and then they were immediately thrust into living with each other. And they had to make it. They have two really gorgeous children. Man, are they gorgeous. And they love their children. Their children love them. They're the kind of family like Denzel Washington. They love to travel together and whatever. Their children are not forced into it. And I think that the daughter, she was actually going to be married to a Caucasian guy. This was an Eastern Indian family. It was such a successful marriage. I mean, the dad said, well, I would rather my children do the old way because of the way our marriage turned out. And I'm like, well, what about the marriages that didn't turn out that way?
Yeah.
He said, you guys got luck of the draw.
Yeah. Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah.
At least it worked out.
It was such a great, let me tell you how romantic this man was. She had this rock on her finger, like an Elizabeth Taylor rock. And my eyes just about bugged out of my head. I said, good God, is that real? And she said, oh, and he held her hand up and he said, yeah, nothing's too good for her. I absolutely adore her. And and a successful man. I mean, he was like really successful, way up, big money, banking, whatever. And she was just still very shy, like a little girl. It's like they were just in love for the first time. So it was a marriage that I would have certainly liked, but you know, I have to ask yourself, would you take a chance on someone choosing for you to get this incredible relationship and family? Or would you rather have your own choices and you know, be with a bunch of duds?
I don't know. That is definitely a good question.
Well, let me
tell you
about
another marriage.
Hollywood marriage, a marriage between Hollywood celebrities or a marriage that is of short duration and quickly ends in separation or divorce. Jumping the broom.
You mean like the Britney Spears? The Britney Spears marriages or Jennifer Lopez marriages?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Kim Kardashian, okay.
Mm-hmm. Jumping the broom, a romantic wedding custom once performed by gypsies. Welsh, Kale, Scottish travelers, and English minor group in the United Kingdom. A lavender marriage, a marriage between a man and a woman which one or both parties or are assured to be homosexual. I think this is cute. And you know what they call the woman's? Hers is called the Boston marriage. A marriage relationship between two women, not necessarily sexual, also historically lesbian relationship.
Wait, to go back, did you know that the jumping the broom is widely spread now more with African Americans, and it became popular from the series Roots in the 1970s?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The Gypsies and the Romanian people used it, but we are, the African Americans are the one that really traditionally use jumping the broom now in weddings.
And made it
popular.
Yeah,
I noticed that in African American culture after Roots came out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I thought that was pretty neat.
And I never saw any brooms in any of the weddings I went to.
No.
And what?
No.
And what, Brenda?
In African American weddings, is for instance yours.
Oh.
I didn't see any. There is
yes,
no broom there.
Area code 303. You're on the line with Linus and Chabonet. Who's this?
It's
Hello.
Lydia.
Hi.
Hi,
Lydia. Welcome to the show.
Oh, well, I've been listening. I'm in my studio today, but I have to weigh in on one thing,
okay.
And that is arranged marriages. I, too, met a wonderful man, worked with a Nepalese man, and he got to know me and knew, you know, that I was probably a little more open-minded than some people, and he confided in me that he had an arranged marriage, and it was his friends and his family. He was a very shy, good man, and they felt like he might never get married, so they consulted astrologers for him, and they picked a woman, and he, too, adored her, just absolutely adored her, and vice versa. I talked to them both, and I have a comment, is that some people's pickers are not all that good. You know, some people pick, you know, based on the hot and heavy attraction, and that's okay, except sometimes, unless you're willing to do the work, that just doesn't last.
No, sure doesn't. Yeah.
So, you know, having your friends and family who, you know, they want the best for you and have them pick, you know, I mean, I probably wouldn't be comfortable doing that, but I think it can definitely work. And I think that some people, they pick for all the wrong reasons. They want to, you know, help that person, or they see all the good or the potential and refuse to see the bad in the person. And your friends are likely not to do that.
Well, yeah,
yeah,
your friends and family have to be rather balanced and actually in a healthy, caring type attitude.
Right, right.
As much as I love my friends, they all seem to have a perspective of who Brenda is, and it's not necessarily holistic.
Right.
So, my, you know, oh, she's such a nice person, match me up with a nice guy, but can the boy do the business and, you know, behind closed doors? You know, and then, you know, is he great in bed and nice looking, but he's totally hard to socialize with, or he's not intelligent enough for me to entertain me mentally? You know, if you have a friend who knows you holistically and family who understand that, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? In some arranged marriages, you don't have that choice, and you brought up a good thing. What if they're not sexually compatible? Now they're an unhappy couple because they've been arranged, that they were stuck together. Either they were committed by childhood that you were going to marry blah, 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 or either by culture or by money. But that doesn't mean, like you said, you love that person or you have a tie with them.
Well, and I think it can go both ways with both things. If you pick them, you might not have the best picker around, or if it's arranged, they might not. But I love that he told me that they actually consulted the stars in the arrangement and took that into a factor. And she was drop-dead gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous. I don't think he would have ever approached her in his life because he was a shy man, not one to boasting or anything until you got to know him, then he was funny as heck. But he definitely he had traveled the world. He'd gone to London to study culinary arts, France, and was an amazing chef. But he would not, he was just more of a simple man. Not into intelligence or anything, but just, you know, just kind of shy and retired. And his wife was a perfect match, and they had twin daughters that were absolutely gorgeous, too. Yeah.
Oh.
I'm in my studio, and I'm probably going to make all kinds of noise. I also wanted to say, Linus, your daughter got your beautiful velvet voice, and Chabanet, you have an amazing voice for radio. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Yeah, you could do voiceovers. I'm almost positive of it.
Yeah, but have you seen her eyes?
You.
When she was born, those eyes.
Really?
I know.
I want to see
a
picture.
To make sure she was mine. You know, she got them
Japanese
eyes.
Those eyes almost
came up with a missing daddy.
I'm just saying, those eyes scared the crap out of me when she was a baby.
All right. Well, I'm going to hang up, and I'll be listening in my studio. I'm making pottery today, so this is fun.
Thank you. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you.
Thanks, ladies. Love you. Bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
And Chabanet does have gorgeous eyes. And keep your hands off, freaks. My little cousin is not going to be out with any of you.
Thank you.
I'm just trying to C-block you, girl. That's all.
I mean.
I love you, John.
Well, and then we have the love marriage, a marriage where the basis for the marriage is love. Okay, and have y'all ever heard of group marriage? Well, a form of polygamy marriage in which more than one man and more than one woman form family unit, and all members of the marriage share parental responsibility for any children arising from the marriage.
Like, I want to deal with mine, I want to deal with yours too? I don't think so. That's out of polygamy right there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When it's two women and a guy, it seems a little unfair because I would need like five guys and me because I'm just.
Well, now wait a minute. I'm in a relationship with two women and a man, and they've been together for probably 30 years now.
Oh, yeah, because if I'll be 38 this year, since I was a kid, they've been together.
Yeah, so at least 30 years.
Yeah. And it works.
And it works. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that all of these scenarios can work. It just you have to have the right matchup of people, personalities, and environment, because all societies aren't going to put up with it.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to say not put up with it. I think it's up to you whether you accept that particular relationship or not. Some people can, some people can't. Yeah.
No, because remember the sisters' wives and all that happened, and they all got broke up,
that's
multiple
TV.
Marriage that's illegal in the United States.
That's TV.
So that's what I mean by environment. Your social environment, like where you live, has to be right.
Oh, yeah, very true on that. And it has. I mean, where these couple or tri-couple, whatever you want to call it, they've been in the neighborhood for years. Group marriage, thank you.
Oh.
People know them. They go out to social events. I mean, it's normal for everybody now. I mean, at first when I was a kid, I'm like, what? And so, you know, mom had to do some explaining to me because I didn't get it. But then, you know, you grew up around it, and, I mean, everybody is just normal. When we have house parties or family parties or any kind of event, and you see all three of them walk in, it's just love. It's not like, oh, my God, what's going on? Hey, you three.
I didn't know I didn't know that this was possible. A posthumous, it's posthumous marriage. A marriage which occurs. Okay, a marriage which occurs after one of the individuals is deceased. You can marry a dead
person.
Yeah,
I think that happens in Asian cultures so that people can pass on and still have the benefit of the marriage. Spiritually?
Okay. Let me just put this out here right now. If I'm dating someone and they die before we get married, we just not going to get married. Okay? I don't need to marry you spiritually, okay? It just meant it wasn't going to work. Okay, I'll see you when it's my time, but I am not going to marry your dead body to spiritually be connected to you. It ain't happening.
Well, I love you all, but I've actually got to get back to my residency. I'm a minute late. I love you.
Oh, okay.
Great show so far.
All right.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye.
All right. Thanks for joining us, Brian.
So cute. And then we have the self-marriage, where you marry your marriage by a person to himself or herself. Boy, is
there
that conceited or cocky or confident? Which is
maybe all three.
Well, I have enjoyed the show today, and thank you, everyone, for joining us and also in the chat room. I mean, I just really enjoyed today. And also, I'm going to say happy Valentine's, because when we see you next Sunday, it will be after Valentine's Day. Now, don't forget to join me on Friday. I'm going to have an extended show on Traffic Jam Fridays. And you're listening to In the Studio with Lennis and Chabanet on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And also, don't forget, you can listen to any of the shows, archive or current, at theessenceofsuccess.com. That's theessenceofsuccess.com, where you can also see the monthly horoscopes, yearly horoscopes, and get an intuitive reading.
Right on.
Yes, indeedy. Well, Chabanet, take us on out, girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a great Sunday and a great week, and may you have a beautiful Valentine's Day with your loved one, whoever that might be.
Even if it's yourself. Love your
man.
All right. Love y'all.
Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good. And if you think you can turn me out, maybe I wish that you would. 'Cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Well, here I am, baby. Practice. Just you and me. So many things I can do to you, and so many ways I can't believe. Hey, hey, hey. It's your move, yeah. Why don't you start turning down the light and show me just what you can do? Hey, baby, I've had my share of lovers. Some of them were damn good. But if you think you can turn me out, Mary, just wish that you would. 'Cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. I know there's a lesson you wanna teach. Here I am, baby. Practice what you. What you preach, lady, baby, 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 we're wasting time, precious time, all this talk about what you want to do and how you're going to do it to me. What you preach.
Now I've had my share of lovers. Some say I'm damn good. But if you think you can turn me out, girl, I just wish that you would. 'Cause you keep, you just keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll
what you dream.